Hello, this is Nicole DeMore, site editor of SearchSecurityChannel.com. Today's podcast is a part of the PCI Compliance FAQ. I'm speaking with Andrew Plato, President and Principal Consultant of Inition Enterprise Security. How are you today, Andrew?
I'm doing quite well, Nicole. Thank you.
Okay. Today we'll be discussing the business side of PCI compliance. So, Andrew, how can solution providers get started with PCI compliance? Where should they look first?
Well, I think there's a number of things solution providers can do. I think probably the first and most obvious thing is to understand the standard. Learn the standard, download it. You can download it at PCIstandards.org. The standard is freely available to anybody. They should get to know the standard. What are the components of it? What is being required of it? It's companies need to know that the solution provider they're working with has an understanding of what PCI compliance requires and what is in the standard. After that, I think is learning how to kind of align their business with those requirements. The PCI standard has requirements for some technologies. For example, firewall requirements, there's integrity monitoring requirements, antivirus requirements, log monitoring is a big one that you hear a lot about. So knowing what products and solutions they can offer in those space, and then more importantly, by understanding the regulation and how to configure those solutions to meet the requirements. I would also say there are some services that companies can offer. For example, the PCI standard requires that all organizations of a certain level are required to perform quarterly scans. Now, you have to be certified to do those quarterly scans, but there are some products you can actually sell to customers that will do that for them. There's also a requirement for some of the larger organizations to have a yearly penetration test. And then there are other services that can go along with that. Log file monitoring, for example, is another good example. So there are certainly some services and solutions that will align with the standard. But I think the first step for any solution provider is learn the standard, know what the requirements are, be able to speak and talk intelligently about what the requirements are.
Okay, great. And I know you mentioned some opportunities that are out there for solution providers. Are there any other opportunities surrounding PCI compliance or compliance in general?
Well, compliance in general really is what opens up sort of the floodgates. There's a lot of opportunities when it comes to compliance in general. PCI is really the one that's talked about the most right now. That's because the requirements are pretty specific. The need is extensive, and the PCI standard is pretty detailed. There's a lot of pieces and very explicit pieces to it. So there is a lot of opportunities. I think going beyond just knowing the standard, but also what are the implications of compliance? What are the implications to a customer if they're not compliant? And that's where you start getting into understanding the business side of your customers and what is going to be expected of them. There are implications to not being compliant. And some companies, that is a business decision for them. Most importantly, it's understanding that a company is not going to necessarily lay down, tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars for compliance if they don't understand what the business implications of that are. So something like PCI compliance, if an organization is not compliant with PCI, there is the potential for penalties on that organization. There are also the potential for loss of their processing. So, for example, if a company is not PCI compliant and they have a breach, their bank or whatever financial institutions they work with could potentially cancel their credit card processing capability or, at a minimum, raise their transaction charges. So all of these have business implications to them. And by understanding that and be able to communicate that with your customers, you're in a better position to help guide them through that process. Smaller businesses also tend to really struggle with compliance because they have much more limited resources. They can't commit to them. So in that regard, it's understanding how to sort of take what's requ- requirements of PCI or GLBA or HIPAA or Sarbanes-Oxley or some of these others, and be able to align all of those to say, okay, here are some key steps you need to do. And that requires kind of understanding the business side of this. I would caution solution providers, though, to be careful avoiding fear as a selling mechanism. That is the surest way to kind of anger customers, by using fear to sell solutions. It's important to understand that compliance must be an effort. It's got to be something that an organization is working toward as a bigger picture of their business. If you're simply using fear to sell things, you're very likely to wind up with customers who are not happy with what you've sold them in the long run. Fear is not a good motivator for companies to buy things. They need to be buying them in a rational sort of a planned mode, sort of just going out and buying gear because they're worried they're not going to be PCI compliant, often leads to spending a lot of money on things that really don't deliver the compliance, and companies don't achieve compliance because they didn't align the compliance effort with the products that they were going to buy.
Yeah, those are some great points. That's actually all I have for today, so thank you very much for your time, Andrew.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Nicole.
For more on PCI compliance and other security channel topics, please visit searchsecuritychannel.com.